sign. You are innocence personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am called.
The dumbest notion I've ever heard in relation to the Steelers is the Steelers should get Aaron Rodgers next year because he wants out of Green Bay. First off, I bet he stays in Green Bay. They kissed and made up once. Why wouldn't they do it again? Second off, why would Aaron Rodgers want to come to Pittsburgh to play for this team and risk his life behind that offensive line? Third, you'd have to trade for him because he's got one more left on his deal. And Green Bay would want a couple of first-round picks, maybe a first and a second at the very least. And the only teams that should do that are teams that could win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, which the Steelers are not. And finally, Rodgers is 37, going to be 38 in December. Ben's 39. Get the next guy. Turn the page, as Bob Seger would say. So if you really think the Steelers should get Aaron Rodgers next year to play quarterback, guess what?
You just made the list.
Seriously, why would the Steelers want a 37-year-old quarterback, 38 going to be, at a considerable price in return in the trade and then in pay, $46 million cap hit? Why would the Steelers want Rodgers no matter how good he is? And why would Rodgers want to play behind Chooks and throw to Ebron or whoever? Somebody said the Steelers should call Ponce and DeCastro, see if they'll come back. Why would they want to come back to this? Plus, don't forget why they quit. They didn't quit because they just felt, okay, I played for a million years. They had relatively short careers. They quit because their bodies were just too beat up. The list brought to you by Matt Mertz Plum and Kant, under name you could trust, dial 412-367-0815 for all your plumbing needs. And I know Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show saying that Pittsburgh's a blue-collar town. He just loves it. First off, Pittsburgh's not a blue-collar town. It's a really old and ratty T-shirt town. Second off, you know, what's Aaron Rodgers going to say? Pittsburgh sucks, we're going to kill him? My God. And like I said, don't rule out Rodgers playing for the Packers again next year. What do you think it would take to get Rodgers? I think at least the first-round pick and a second-round pick. And the Steelers can't afford to give away a first- and second-round pick. By the way, here it is. His cap hit, what did I say? Is $46.1 million. Now, the eternal optimists among you, like the fanboy podcasters, they think the Steelers have limitless cap space next year. It's a big number, but they think it's limitless. You think it's limitless. And you think the Steelers can rebuild given that cap space immediately. Immediately. Okay, if you want to get Rodgers, think about this. What? Minka, Rodgers, cap space gone. And you really haven't improved your team that much. You really haven't. You've eaten up all the cap space. You kept two guys you had, and you got a 38-year-old quarterback. And let's take Rodgers out of the equation. Let's take him out. The Steelers do have a ton of cap space next year. Do you trust the Steelers in the way they're currently administered and the way the team is currently assembled? Do you really trust the Steelers to engineer a rebuild in one off season? Forget about Rodgers. Forget about Ben. Draft your next quarterback. But the problem is, and I still haven't looked up how to pronounce this kid's name, Matt Corral, Corral, the kid from Ole Miss. He might be the best quarterback, and he ain't Trevor Lawrence. He's not the locked-in superstar quarterback. And even if he is, the Steelers ain't going to get to draft him. They're not going to finish that low. And it's not a deep draft for quarterbacks or even top-heavy with quarterbacks. And I said before, I say again, the Steelers should have acquired Sam Darnold from the Jets. He was available. He's doing good at Carolina. Just needed to escape the Jets. And what's really discouraging about the Steelers in the long term, and tell me how I'm wrong, because you just think that, you know, the Steelers defecate Tiffany cufflinks all the time. Tell me the succession plan of quarterback. Tell me exactly how quarterback is going to go after this year. Tell me exactly what happens. Because I'll tell you what I think happens. I think Mason Rudolph starts for a year, maybe two, and after that they have no idea. There is no succession plan. Rudolph starts for a year, maybe two, and after that they have no idea. Here's what you think is going to happen, because you're dumb. You think, well, they'll draft the guy next year, maybe this Coral Carroll Corral guy from Ole Miss, and he'll be ready right away, and he's the next Ben. You know, it was 21 years between Bradshaw and Ben. 21 years. And you know what? The Steelers did okay in that time. They got to a Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell. They had respectable seasons with guys like Mike Tomczak even. But to think they're going to get that guy again, right away, wow. Just wow. You think this franchise is blessed. And if you watch the game against Cincinnati, they are not blessed. 412-333-WXDX. Don't forget, I'm at Cal's Cantina in McKeesport for the Steeler game Sunday. We gave away Stones tickets. Are we giving away Stones tickets tomorrow? I'm really looking forward to the Stones. Even though, like I said today on the DV Morning Show, it's going to be weird to look down there and not see Charlie. Charlie Watts on drums. It'll be really weird. I think the Stones should play. That doesn't mean it won't make me sad to see somebody else on drums. And when Mick eulogizes Charlie, as I'm sure he will at every show, that'll make me sad as well. And it's a reminder of your own mortality. I've always said, and it was rough when, you may recall, it was rough for me when Pete Way, UFO's bass player, died, and I found out about it while I was on the air. Because Pete was my friend and UFO were my band. And I never considered a world without Pete. It'll be like that when Ric Flair passes and when Jimmy Page passes. Rick being my close friend, of course, but also an idol. And I never envisioned the thought of a world without Ric Flair, without Jimmy Page. And it means I'm that much closer to shuffling off God's mortal coil. Let's go to Joe downtown. Joe, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, Mark, I had a quick quarterback question, but real fast. Did you hear anything about the Stones with Charlie Watts that they're going to make the tongue black or something like
no,
for the stage?
I doubt that very much. That would look grotesque. So what else you got?
Okay. My thing was...
I guess they could paint it black. Get it?
Yeah, that's what I got. You got it. There you go. Hey, I heard this thing. Now, this is a pipe dream. I'm in no way saying that this is going to happen. But I read an article a couple months ago, man, about Andrew Luck left football for the same reason that, you know, the Steelers lie. I mean, he got murdered. But have you heard anything about Luck working out again?
Wait, why did you say he left football?
Well, he was getting beat up.
Yeah. He didn't get murdered because he wouldn't be able to come back. No, I don't think he's coming back. Pat McAfee would be on the front page of that story, and I haven't heard him mention it at all. Let's go to Carter in the South Hills. Carter, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hello, Carter.
Hey, just some thoughts on just how these things are going to shake out with the Steelers. I see first Colbert, Tomlin, Ben. I see them all going out this year. And they're going to bring in a whole new regime. I mean, if they're going to bring or look to attract a quarterback, they got to beef the lineup in the draft. They got to use the money in free agency for
Not if they draft the quarterback, then he has no choice. You think Trevor Lawrence wanted to go to Jacksonville?
Right, no question about it. But there's not a Trevor Lawrence in this draft. So they're going to have somebody, even if they got a Trevor Lawrence, he's still 2-3 years away from being an impact quarterback in the league. So they really got to beef up on the front line to protect whoever it is they're going to bring back there after Ben.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. I mean, I don't think there's a quick fix. I keep hearing about all this cap space. But do you trust this organization to do a total revamp in 1 year because they happen to have cap space one season? I guess not. I mean, you know, their starting tackle is Chooks, who stinks. Let's go to Nick in Oakmont. Nick, you're on with Double M.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good.
Why don't the Steelers go out and trade for Jake Fromm from Buffalo?
Why would that solve things?
Well, I mean, he was a good quarterback.
That's stupid. There. Goodbye. Is he Buffalo's backup? Third stringer? I mean, who cares? 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. I need calls. I need angst. You know what's weird? What if they beat Green Bay? And then they beat Buffalo and Green Bay and lost to two crap teams. That would be so Tomlin. It would be so Tomlin. But I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I got to turn on that 70s show, 105.9 X.
This report is sponsored by Staples Stores.
Jammed on the Parkway West, inbound 79 to Roslyn Farms, right lane blocked by a crash, left lane's
up. I would. I'd be delicious.
Ditto.
The X at 105.9.
I have a serious question for Juju fans. Is he still dancing on TikTok? I mean, how is the Steelers being crap and him doing nothing affected his dancing? Suckers gots to know. Let's go to our good friend. He is the Hebrew Hammer. Hammer Yakshimash.
Yakshimash. Hey, Mark. The Steeler games you mentioned to Crowley, that those are like super spreader events. But the
yes.
Penguins, they're not having fans wear masks, and it's indoors. So, I mean, isn't that just reckless?
I don't know. I mean, I have the vaccine. I'm not too concerned. If I don't have to wear a mask, I won't. If I get asked to wear a mask, I will.
I agree. I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm just putting it out there. I think the Pens are one of the 8 teams in the NHL not requiring fans, and I'm not saying they won't go backwards on that, but isn't just society a super spreader? I mean, just existing.
Well, I hate to get medical or political, let alone a combination of both, but I think we've done all we can to combat this. I think the people who have chosen to not get vaccinated should be on their own and should have to deal with their own problems, and we should just get back to totally normal. However, and if employer requires vaccination as a condition of employment, I can't argue against that either because it's their company.
Hear, hear.
That's your cue.
Hear, hear.
412-333-WXDX. Actually, I'm reading this in the New York Post. A prior caller said it, and it's true. The Rolling Stones will change their infamous lips and tongue logo from red to black in tribute to the late drummer Charlie Watts. Oh, it's going to be put on merchandise. That expects it. That explains it. And tour visuals. And there's going to be a montage of Charlie video shown on the big screen during the concert. A source told a newspaper, quote, they don't want it to be a concert that is a downer because they know the fans have paid good money to see them, but it only feels right that they reference Charlie's passing because he was such a vital part of the band, and it will be strange for them to not have him there. They think the plans make for a fitting tribute. I'll be honest, I don't like the black tongue and lips logo, but I get it. Definitely featuring Charlie in a video montage is the right move. Let's go to Diplomat in Elwood City. Diplomat, you're on Double M.
Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I got to give you credit. You've been warning Steeler fans in years past when they were crapping on Ben for having a bad game here or there that once he leaves, we're going to have some lean years. So I think that's what we're in for. Unfortunately for me, it means I'm buying at the top of the stock because I got the call after 18 years on the waiting list for season tickets today, and I'm still going to have to do it knowing the next, like you're saying, could be 3, could be 10, who knows, years are going to be...
But if you're a fan, you should keep your tickets, and those tickets are very valuable. Why would you just drop your tickets because they have a couple bad years?
No. I've been waiting to get them for 18 years. So I'm.
Oh, you should have an easier time because there are a lot of people who are going to think, you know, fair weather because it's a fair weather town. It's become a really bad sports town, but I suspect that most towns are like that because it's all the me culture. They live vicariously. They wear the favorite player's number. They don't really root for the team, but they still expect the team to win.
Well, I'm heading to Green Bay to see them this weekend, and, you know, I'll still root for them as long as I live.
Well, you are a fan. Let's go to Chris in Connellsville. Chris, you're on with Double M.
What up, man?
Okay.
I just wanted to get your thoughts. Maybe, the Steelers seem to maybe anything could work at this point with that O-line, but what about maybe with some packages with Haskins and Harris and some read options, on third down or something?
You're talking like the Wildcat?
Yes.
They're just not going to do that. They're not going to bring Ben off the field.
I don't mean permanently, maybe one or two.
No, they're not going to bring him off for any plays. Do I think that's a reasonable thing to explore? Yes, because they stink. And I think when you stink, and that offense does stink, it's awful. I think anything is reasonable to explore, but they're just not going to do that.
All right, appreciate your time.
No, you see, I actually agreed with you, and now you sound all hurt and bitter. Hello? I agreed with you. I agreed. You're just not going to do it. Like, it'd be really nice if, I don't know, Riley Steele, the porn star, used to come on the show if she came to visit me. Like, she used to come to visit me. That was great. It's not going to happen. She still looks unbelievable, too. She's like mid-30s. She hasn't aged a day. It's really amazing. Okay, 412-333-WXDX. Keep those calls coming. I'm going to talk about all the drops and all the flags in just a minute. 105.9.
It's Abby. Delightfully weird.
6 till 10 weekdays on the X at 105.9.
Our 20.
Harder than you. Okay, so maybe it's a spoken dynamic.
The X at 105.9.
Double M on the X. We're going to have an interesting conversation on tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about the Rolling Stones. I'm off Friday. I got something to attend to. Hate to miss a Steeler Friday, but it's unavoidable in this case. And so we're going to talk about the Stones, best album, best songs, best version of the band. Because don't forget, they went through three guitar players, Brian Jones, who died just after leaving the band, and Mick Taylor, and then Ronnie Wood, who's with the band today. And frankly, does most of the heavy lifting on guitar now that Keith Richards has finally started to show some wear and tear. Bill Wyman was the bass player forever. When he quit, retired really because he was older than the rest, Daryl Jones replaced him, but he is not an official member of the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones are just three now. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood. That's it. They've had guys play with them for years like Daryl Jones and... their backup singers, whose name slipped my mind. I think Chuck Lavelle, formerly of the Allman Brothers, has been on keyboards for quite some time. Bobby Keys, their longtime sax player, died a few years ago. The Stones just keep rolling, albeit with different people. My favorite version of the Stones is Jagger, Richards, Wood, Wyman, and Watts. And my favorite album, this goes off the board a bit because everybody loves... You know, Let It Bleed and Exile on Main Street, Sticky Fingers, albums from that period. But I like Some Girls. I think that's the last truly great Rolling Stones album, and it's in my wheelhouse because it came out when I was in high school. Here's something else we're going to talk about, too. What is the best kind of pizza? And I'm not talking about brands, because there are a million brands in Pittsburgh that are great. My favorite is still Slice on Broadway. I like Iron Born. I love Caliente. You know, those are my big three, really. But I'm talking about style. Detroit style, New York style are neck and neck for me up top. I think Chicago style, that deep dish, is really overrated. You know who doesn't like Chicago style pizza? Most of my friends in Chicago. They call it tourist pizza. The people come from out of town to try deep dish, but it's really not that popular among Chicago natives. So... we have that to look forward to tomorrow. Or I guess you could chime in now, here late in the program. 412-333-WXDX. Let's go to Big Z. Big Z, you're on with Double M.
Hey now, Double M.
Hey now.
I mean, I got just you're talking Stones, a guy, I love him. But, you know, I'm a Sticky Fingers guy. And honestly, like, I know you're not a big Howard Stern fan, but he did an interview with Mick Jagger today, the first time he ever interviewed him. And Mick doesn't do a lot of interviews. It was fantastic. I mean,
yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it. I'm sure I'll hear it in the near future.
Yeah, it was really, really good. You should definitely check
it out. And I am a Howard Stern fan. I just think he's betrayed what he was and become a total phony.
Well, he's just evolved and he got real into
it. No, he didn't evolve. Believe me, he didn't evolve. He still has the mentally challenged people on and exploits them. He still has gratuitous, you know, bathroom and sex humor. He hasn't evolved.
Right.
He pretends to evolve for his Hollywood wife, actually his Fox Chapel wife, but he hasn't evolved at all.
Chapel
and
wife.
Believe me,
right.
If he had to keep getting paid, he'd be throwing lunch meat at a naked girl's ass again. No question.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, he's definitely getting paid, that's for sure. But regardless, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to talk, you know, getting back to Steelers. You know, I just, now that I'm watching the season play out as it is and you're looking at everything, it's like, why did we draft Najee Harris? If we knew the line was going to be garbage and, you know, this was the product we were really going to be working with.
Like, well, let me say that maybe it ties into Matt Williamson's theory that this year is the bridge year and they're going to have to get a running back sooner or later. And they got him figuring they could rebuild the offensive line in next year's draft and perhaps in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound like a bad theory, but, you know, the shelf life of a running back in this league is like 3 or 4 years tops. So it's just like kind of mesmerizing to me. It's like it just seems so counterproductive in the sense that, like, you knew you needed a line, like you probably should have drafted a line, and you knew you needed a quarterback, even though we had to pay Ben one way or the other. It seemed like there were a plethora of good quarterbacks. I'm looking at the quarterbacks this year in college football who are supposed to be potential.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that earlier. There's really no one to draft, is there? I mean, that... How do you pronounce that kid's name at Ole Miss?
I don't even want to attempt to because
the fact that we can't pronounce his name properly indicates he's not the guy. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jim in the airport. Jim, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. In your opinion, since the Steelers are in such a debacle,
well, they're not a debacle. They are, you know, 1-2.
Okay.
They just looked really bad against Cincinnati, and it was really a punch to the gut because Cincinnati's been their punching bag for many, many years.
Well, do you think it's Kevin Colbert's fault, yes or no, and why?
I think it's the entire management group's fault because they say they draft and assemble the team as a group, correct? Tomlin and Colbert and the Scots, correct? Then it's everybody's fault. I still believe the Steelers would be better off and would have a better team if Colbert was given the final say and the vast majority of the responsibility for putting the roster together. Because that's the GM's job. You know, it's not groupthink. Because when you have groupthink on important decisions, there's inevitably compromise. Compromise does not serve building a football team. Indulging one man's proper vision does. And he can get opinions from everybody else, but one guy got to have the final say. Okay, now we're getting calls about pizza. The minute you plug a place, we're hanging up. No plugs. I want style. Let's go to Justin in North Hills. Justin, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. The style you got to try is like a thinny thin.
Okay, describe thinny thin, like almost like the crisp, real thin crust. Is that what you mean? Okay, goodbye. I have tried that. It's okay. Let's go to Sylvester in Steubenville. Sylvester, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. It's Sylvester. You got to try the Ohio Valley pizza, the square with the cheese on the side. It's
what do you mean on the pizza side? What do you mean?
So they put the cheese on the side. So you get a pizza. You tell them you want extra cheese. Tell them put it on the side.
That's why would I tell them to put it on the side? What do I do with it once it's on the side?
You put it on the top once you get it.
Well, why can't they goodbye? Why can't they put it on the top? If that's Ohio Valley pizza, I'm not surprised. I've been there. The people are stupid. Let's go to Chip in Greensburg. Chip, you're on with Double M.
Hi, Mark. I was wondering, you know, the tight end situation in Pittsburgh, whether you favor Eric Ebron or Pat Freiermuth?
I think that Eric Ebron's a bum. I think Pat Freiermuth is a slightly better version of Eric Ebron. I don't think either of them can block worth a damn. And when this team, when Art Rooney spread his fertilizer about we have to improve the running game, okay, don't tell me that. And admittedly, they drafted a running back in the first round, but then they went and drafted a tight end that can't block.
Well, I'm just looking back on past years at Penn State, you know, starter since, I believe, freshman year, heck of an athlete up there. And, you know, I feel that he's better off at more of a catching standpoint than blocking.
Well, yeah, but they already got a guy who can catch it, even though he can't really catch it. They just did not need another tight end that can't block.
Yeah, I just thought that maybe a third down option was better off with him.
They just did not need another tight end that can't block. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Nathan in Omaha. Nathan, you're on with Double M.
Yo, what's up, Big Sexy?
What up, man?
So I asked you this question in, like, midsummer, and it's kind of coming to pass, and I said, like, I didn't really see the benefit in the Steelers making a wild card appearance, and wouldn't the best thing for business to kind of have a disastrous season?
Yes.
And draft your next upcoming quarterback?
Well, that quarterback might not be there in this draft. It's a weak draft for quarterbacks, but if you don't finish first, you're better off finishing last.
I mean, if you
middle, you'll,
like,
draft middle, and you'll stay middle.
I think if they finish in the bottom eight, they'll get a pretty good quarterback. Like,
Let me tell you, though, they won't. It's just not a good draft for quarterbacks. But let me tell you something about the Steelers and about Tom.
You don't like Desmond Ridder?
Let me tell you something about the Steelers. I don't even know who Desmond Ridder is. Does he own Ridder's Diner? What's that, in on Bond Boulevard? I love that place. Haven't been there in literally two decades. If the Steelers went to the last game of the season and had to lose the game to get the first pick, but if they did lose that game, they would absolutely 100% get the first pick. Tomlin and his staff would do everything they could to win that game. Every single thing they could. Because they think that's noble. What it is stupid. Let's go to Lenny. Lenny on Route 79. Lenny, you're on with Double M.
Mark, how's it going?
Good, Lenny.
I like New York pizza. I like to fold it over. But the best thing about New York pizza is they have pepperoni that turns into a little oil cup.
They have that at Caliente. That's how the pepperoni lines up there. I know what you mean. There's a fine line, though. It can be too greasy. Am I right?
Absolutely. But, you know, when you get that, it gets a little crispy right around the edge. A little bit of oil in the center. It's perfect.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. Thank you for the call. Okay. Now time to Ask Mark Anything. Dial 412-333-WXDX and Ask Mark Anything. I forgot the sponsor for the 350 segment. It's CW Electrical Services. Who I use and I love. So if you need electricity work, go to cwelectricalservices.com. Why do I keep forgetting? 105.9X.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on iHeartMedia Pittsburgh. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Steelers headed to...
Hey, Mark, here's the best onion ring.
Ooh.
The X at 105.9.
Somebody tweeted, it amazes me how Mark Madden and Adam Crowley think Mason Rudolph is better than Dwayne Haskins, LOL. There's way more talent in Haskins. It's up to him if he puts in the work, but he's way better than Mason. No, he's not way better than Mason. Mason Rudolph has done a passable job every time he's been called upon as the Steelers' backup quarterback. As I frequently said, you idiots out there just think he looked weak and flustered and like a crybaby when Myles Garrett tried to beat him to death with his own helmet. Haskins has done nothing but betray his talent since turning pro. And don't forget, all potential really means is that you might suck. Haskins sucks. He'll be out of the league in 2 years. Haskins sucks. Like Crowley tweeted back, being more talented doesn't mean he's a better player today. And he's not. Time now to Ask Mark Anything, 412-333-WXDX, brought to you by your local Honda dealers. Visit shophonda.com and your local Honda dealer to learn more about the entire lineup of Honda vehicles. Let's go to Tim in Regent Square. Tim, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mr. Madden, thanks for taking the call. I've been a fan of your writing for a long time, and I've always wondered if there's, well, first of all, who your favorite writers are, sports or otherwise, and if there's somebody who really inspired you to start writing.
My favorite writer when I was a kid was Phil Musick, who was a columnist for sports for, I think, both the Post-Gazette and Press. He eventually became the Post-Gazette sports editor. I fell out with Phil later on in life because he did talk radio, and he did not like the way I did talk radio. But that's too bad because I didn't like the way he plagiarized Red Smith all the time and eventually got fired from his writing job for having done so. But Phil Musick... And he's dead now. I can speak ill of the dead. They can't sue you. Phil was a great writer in his day, but he did some pretty shady things. But Phil was my inspiration as a writer. Other than that, I really don't have one. I just, and I don't write like Phil either. I just kind of Writing's the first thing I ever tried to do, so I kind of very organically developed my own style.
It's a great style, Mark, and thanks for taking the call.
Oh, God, I just love flattery. Leaves the line open, 412-333-WXDX. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Quick question, if the Steelers had a Royal Rumble, who would win?
They'd all get hurt. They'd all pull their groins. Could James Harrison come back? Because he's pretty good in that wrestling series on Showtime, Heels. Among the current Steelers, I don't know, who's like the biggest and has the biggest vertical base?
Maybe Hayward, but I don't see him being an angry wrestler.
Well, it's all fake, you know. You know who would win the Royal Rumble? Whoever the booker told would win. And by the way, thank you for the call. Speaking of wrestling, big show for AEW tonight. My buddy Sammy Guevara going for the TNT title against Miro. I think that has the potential to be a great match. I'm a big Sammy guy, and obviously the winning and losing is predetermined, but the performance is great, and Sammy, to me, is a young Eddie Guerrero, and I'm very fond of the kid, and I'm sure he'll have a great match tonight. Like I said, he reminds me a lot of Eddie at Sammy's age, which is 28, and that's about as high a compliment as I can praise, because I think Ed was one of the best workers ever, and he and I were friends as well. Let's go to Antoine in Toronto. Antoine, you're on with Double M.
My man, how you doing?
Good.
So we were talking about Ohio Valley pizza. The last person got it was super wrong, man. They definitely put the cheese on it for you. You can get extra cheese on the side, and it's kind of like Sicilian pizza.
So well, what it's definitely makes it my different favorite then?
Pizza. What'd you say?
What makes it different?
It's different because basically it's not cooked all the way. They put the cheese on last.
Oh, it's kind of like Beto's then in Banksville.
So I've never been to Beto's. I just know it's real close to Sicilian pizza.
Like the cheese is almost cold though, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I got you. That's like Beto's on Banksville. And there I go with a plug. Let's go to Jason. Jason, ask Mark anything.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, bud?
Terrific.
Good. Hey, question for you. Favorite Sopranos chick?
Oh, Adriana.
Without a doubt.
Who would you say? Is there anyone else even close?
He had a couple of his little gumas on the side that were
pretty
hot.
Yeah, the first one, the Russian one, was hot, but then she kind of got beat down by Tony's indifference.
I kind of agree. I kind of like the one that was the car sales rep, too. That offed herself. She was pretty hot, too.
I loved Adriana, though. I've met Adriana on several occasions. Drea Di Matteo. Do you know I've met her? Have you ever heard me talk about that?
Yes. How'd she smell? I bet she smelled
amazing.
Don't
be dirty. Like, do you remember how I know her?
No.
She is the wife of Whitesnake bass player Michael Devon.
Did not know that.
So I've seen her backstage on several occasions, and she is just lovely and gracious. Let's go to Kevin in Whitehall. Kevin, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Double M. What up, man?
What up, man?
So I was recently at Big Shot Bob's, the one in Beachview, and I noticed that they're opening one up on Brookline. I had their big sexy sauce and their hot sauce with ranch dressing. I forget the name of it. Just wanted to see if you had any recommendations, because I know you're a big fan.
Besides Big Sexy?
Big Sexy is pretty good.
That's the one to get. That's my special one. That is hot buffalo parm with ranch dust. Their Steel City, which is their regular buffalo parm, is extremely good. Frank Sinatra's great. That's their blue cheese and buffalo. And Mr. Northside is very good. I'm hard-pressed to say exactly what Mr. Northside is, but I am Mr. Northside. So I recommend Mr. Northside as well. Let's go to Dan in Avalon. Dan, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, what's up, Mark?
What up, man?
I feel like we're talking about pizza. You can't not talk about Italians. And let's say when they came over the pond, they didn't stop in Detroit or Chicago. They stopped in New York first.
Yeah, but there are variations in everything, and the best pizza doesn't necessarily have to be the one with the most glorious history, although I do like New York pizza.
Yeah, margarita pizzas too, like Italian
style. Margarita's a little dull for me. I mean, I'm not anti, but my three favorite kinds are Detroit New York style for sure. Detroit New York style are 1-2. I'd be hard pressed to pick one or the other. Let's go to Tony in North Hills. Tony, you're on with Double M.
Hey, super genius. Quick question here. Can you name me your five favorite wrestlers of all time?
Yeah, I hate stuff like that. It's just boring. My top two are Ric Flair and Terry Funk. And my list changes all the time. Like, I'm really invested. I'm friends with Ashley Flair, Charlotte. She's one of my favorites. Sammy Guevara is my friend. You know, Chris Jericho and I have been friends for years. I mean, but I don't rate my friends. Every wrestler I just mentioned, I'm friends with. But they all happen to be fantastic wrestlers. Leaves the line open at 412-333-WXDX. Let's go to Lou. Lou and Neville. Lou, what's up?
Do you think America should be going to the Olympics with all that's going on with China?
What do you mean with all that's going on? What specifically is going on?
If it's proven that the coronavirus was created at Wuhan, should we go to
Yeah, they'll prove that. That they'll get cold, hard evidence. Who's going to uncover that? What investigative agency is going to get that evidence from China?
It's pretty much already been proven if you look.
Oh, but right. You're right, Mr. Trump. I'm sorry. You're right. The Wuhan flu, right?
No, it was
anything created. Else, Mr. Trump? Will you be running for president again, Mr. Trump?
They were doing gain of function.
Yeah, right. It's all proven. We know it's true. The Wuhan flu was designed to bring down America, right, Mr. Trump?
And if you don't
Yeah, I mean, I know. You told me. You told me already. They did it to bring down America, Mr. Trump. You're right on the money. Anything else? I didn't think so. Goodbye. I wouldn't go to the Olympics just because I hate the Olympics. If the Olympics were in Brooklyn, I wouldn't go. I just think they're dumb. I mean, people talk about representing your country. You want to represent your country? Get a gun, join the army, and get to China and kill them for inventing the Wuhan flu. Do you people know how stupid you sound? That last guy, how'd you like to be his wife or his kid and just say, God damn, my dad or my husband's a total dunce? I'm back tomorrow. Should be good. 105.9 Yes.
Pittsburgh's rock and alternative. WXDX FM, Pittsburgh.